And now we take you to New Orleans and another group of people who've been waiting on a rebuilding project. Hurricane Katrina closed most of the city's schools for an entire year. Many buildings were destroyed or had to be abandoned, including Andrew Wilson Elementary School in the area known as Broadmoor. But early next year, a beautiful new school will open its doors to this recovering neighborhood. NPR's Larry Abramson got a sneak peek with the teachers and has this postcard from New Orleans.
3 years ago, neighborhood organizer Latoya Cantrell showed me around the old Wilson Elementary. Katrina had flooded its lower level, then the school sat abandoned for months and was crumbling. Truth is, this once grand edifice was neglected before the storm, and it was not known for high achievement. Cantrell vowed to rebuild this school and its reputation.
Regardless of who the babies are in the classroom, quality learning will happen.
Up so I don't have to shout. Okay, come. No, y'all.
Nearly
right
3 years
here.
Later, the dream has been fulfilled. Wilson Elementary has been rebuilt, complete with a huge addition. A couple of weeks ago, Principal Sheila Thomas welcomed teachers to their new home.
I wanted to have wine and cheese, but I knew just as sure as I brought wine into the building that we'd lose our charter next week. So
2 years ago, Thomas came out of retirement to head Wilson Elementary at its temporary home a few miles away. In the meantime, local activists waged the fight of their lives. They convinced state, local, and federal authorities to spend millions rehabbing Wilson. They turned a stately but tired building into a dream of a school, light-filled, high-tech, souped up with all sorts of ecological features. For teachers like Gwendolyn Bellazon, it's a miracle.
It's overwhelming. It's very overwhelming to see what they could take from a very antiquated building and bring it up to speed with the green plan.
So do you know where your room's going to be?
Oh, yeah. Believe it or not, my original room is going to be my room here again.
To LaToya. Wouldn't have happened.
Teachers and staff toast Latoya Cantrell, the woman who spearheaded this effort. They raise their plastic glasses of sparkling cider and dig into a green and gold cake that salutes their recent designation as a high-achieving school. Then teachers scurry off to check out their new classrooms, where the paint still sparkles and the furniture is free of little fingerprints for now. Larry Abramson, NPR News.